Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, on Akashvani Today, PM Modi said, the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said, he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Mr. Modi highlighted that the increasing participation of youth is leading to new revolutions in various sectors, be it the space or AI.
हाल ही में मैं एआई के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था। वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की। अब जैसे तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ासम कैलाश जी हैं। डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है। उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है।
He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. Prime Minister also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. He urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit a research lab, planetarium or a space center. PM Modi announced that on Women's Day he will hand over his social media accounts for a day to some select inspiring women of the country from different fields. Prime Minister highlighted that he had raised the topic of obesity during the national games. He stressed that in order to become a fit and healthy nation, the problem of obesity has to be dealt with. Mr. Modi said he will challenge 10 people to reduce oil in their food by 10%. He added that he will also urge them to pass on the same challenge to 10 other people. Concluding his address, the Prime Minister wished exam warriors the best for their board exams. In Telangana, the Indian Army has joined the rescue activities to safely evacuate the 8 stranded workers from the tunnel of the Sri Salem left bank canal at Domala Penta in Nagar Kurnool. Rescue activities are vigorously going on. A part of the roof collapsed yesterday, injuring over a dozen people and stranding 8 persons, including the project and site engineers deep inside the tunnel. India has dispersed humanitarian assistance of 26 tons to Honduras in the wake of the recent tropical storm Sara. The Ministry of External Affairs said the consignment comprises medical supplies and disaster relief material, including surgical supplies, glucometers, oximeters, gloves, syringes and IV fluids, blankets, sleeping mats and hygiene kits. Even Under Secretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix has highlighted India's crucial role in UN peacekeeping. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Lacroix noted that peacekeeping operations with more women personnel foster stronger community relationships, enhance operational effectiveness, and contribute to lasting peace. At the Mahakumbh, along with providing a spiritual experience, special attention is being given to healthcare in Prayagraj. A highlight of this is the Netra Kumbh, an initiative aimed at combating vision impairment. The 100-day TB elimination campaign of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has detected over 5 lakh tuberculosis patients across the country. In 455 districts involved in the campaign, over 3,57,000 TB patients have been diagnosed. The Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that more than 10 crore vulnerable individuals have been screened as a result of accelerated case detection efforts, reduced diagnostic delays, identifying drug-resistant cases early, and improving treatment outcomes. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Pakistan won the toss and elected to bat first against India in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium. Pakistan were 137-2 in 31 overs when reports last came in. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.